The same concert promoter asked me one night if I would pick up Johnny Winter and the band at the airport and take them to their hotel and then bring them to the show on time. On the way to the hotel, I spoke to break the silence and said, "The last time I saw you play was in Florida when you and your brother Edward played with the Allman Brothers Band." Johnny Winter answered me saying, "That only happened one time, and we never all played together like that again." Then Johnny leaned over the front seat and looked in the rearview mirror right at my face and asked,
"Are you that little hippie I rescued off the stage from the Hells Angels that day?"
I told him I was, and he told me,
"From now on, for the rest of the night, you are working for me, not these other people. You stick right by me, and I got a guitar I want you to carry."
And he did. On the way to the show, he had me stop at a party store, and he went in and came out with a case of Blue Nun white wine. He motioned for me to open the trunk, and as he put the box in, he said,
"This is for you. We have another case at the hotel, and this one is yours."
When Johnny and I were backstage in his dressing room, someone knocked at the door and he opened it. A voice from the outside identified himself as an announcer from the local radio station. But before he could say any more, Johnny said while shutting the door,
"You go play Joe Radio somewhere else."
Backstage, spending time alone with Johnny Winter was not where I wanted to be at that moment. Johnny got under my Michigan blood and his star got a little dimmer. This local radio talent was the cornerstone and the foundation of the early days of listening to rock music in Western Michigan. I doubt if he remembers, but I will never forget how I saw a star fall by trying to step over someone's rainbow. Johnny had lost a desire to talk to his fans. His star shined too bright and it had blinded him. Tony Gates at the WLAV 97 FM was one of our shining stars in Grand Rapids. You could tell by how he talked on the radio he was a Johnny Winter fan. I'm sure Tony just brushed it off, but I never did. Because I was on the other side of the door with Johnny when it went shut, it made me feel like I was guilty of something, and I owed an apology for being in an uncomfortable place.
Last night I sat along the river. I started thinking.
Tony Gates was always a great supporter of local talent, and he would come and see your performance with the same excitement we heard on the radio. He would listen to the Main Street Band when we were playing up north while he was hunting and fishing. A local star supporting local bands, and we all loved him for it. When Larry Veely, the guitar player of the Main Street Band, died from an accidental injury at the fairgrounds, he supported Main Street by a very special mention on his show. He also told his listeners where we were playing and encouraged them to come out and support us. And they did. From the size of the crowd, we could tell that people were not only listening to him, but they responded in person. Tony played the Main Street Blues off of our CD on the air while talking about the band members. It was the first time I heard myself playing the harmonica on the radio. My part was not that great, but it sure sounded killer on the air.
I'd like to take a personal minute here, if I may, and I'm reminded so often that we take so much for granted and don't count our blessings as often as we should. Main Street, a band that you know that I like. I found them by accident at the Crazy Horse Saloon.
They played at Grand Celebration on the Grand. They did a great job. That was the first time I'd ever seen them. I really liked them.
And I was got to visit with the guys at the Driftwood. That's where I met them a couple of times at the Crazy Horse Saloon, and they invited them to come on down and play for Celebration on the Grand. They did an outstanding job. It was either the next day or the following week they did a fundraiser for a motorcycle run and for kids and charity. Mm-hmm. And the big man, Larry Vealey, left-handed guitar player. He was also the engineer, the band, lead guitarist, the vocalist. Fell off a stage. He backed off a trailer, a flatbed, and fell about five feet or so, and snapped his ankle. Snapped it right off.
Man.
I mean, broke his foot right off. They said it was bizarre. There was no blood or anything. Just broke it right off.
Ouch.
So he had to go into the hospital, and they put pins in and reattached it, and he was getting ready to be released to go into physical therapy. This is him on the guitar. An instrumental that they did. They recorded live at the Crazy Horse Saloon. Main Street Blues. And they held him another day because he got pneumonia. And he died. He passed. Unexpectedly. As a result of the complication of the injury, or whether it's time or number, I don't know why or what happened exactly. But they called and just said, "We lost Larry. He's gone." So John and Ronnie and the rest of the band, I mean, David, Jim, they're all, you know, everybody's shocked. So the service is going to be Friday at 11 o'clock at West Leonard Christian Reform. And I just wanted to just say our thoughts and prayers are with the band and the members and the followers. This guy was such a gentleman and such a wonderfully talented musician, singer, songwriter, vocalist, and it was so unexpected.
That loss will be felt all over. The musicians in this town are tighter than they are in any town in the country. Everybody knows everybody.
Well, if you'd like to go pay your respects to West Leonard Christian Reform, 11 o'clock on Friday, and we say goodbye, old friend, and hopefully you're jamming with Jimi Hendrix and some of your guitar heroes right now. And again, you're in our thoughts and prayers. Thank you.
Working hard. Working hard now.
Later, we added his dedication broadcast at the end of the Main Street CD. So the wine I took home to Coral was a little soured. In the short time I spent with Johnny Winter, he taught me some cool things on the guitar. Don't forget who you are, where you came from, and who helped you get there. I never got a chance to apologize to Tony. Maybe this will help.